Hey, Mountain Church, it's great to be connected with you guys once again. And if you're watching this video, you're probably in a life group somewhere throughout the valley, having a meal together and having communion and praying for each other and just loving one another. And a super important part of our walk with the Lord is being connected to each other and encouraging and building each other up. And we're right now continuing in a series of the warnings in God's Word. And one of the warnings that I want to look at this evening or this morning or whenever it might be your gathering is the warning of, watching how we spend our money. The Word talks a lot about our money and what it's for. And our tendency to think concerning money, particularly in our Western culture, is get as much as you can and then utilize it on yourself. That's generally the idea, is a bigger this or a better that, or how much can I gather so that I can consume it upon my own desires. And the Word warns concerning that because money is the number one idol in our culture today and has been throughout history and in the church. And so the Lord, in His amazing grace and wisdom, He gives us instruction as believers and saying, listen, take what you've made and make as much as you can. That's great, but use it for good. And take the first portion of that. Take the first off the top 10% of that and give it to the Lord. Take that tithe, which is what tithe means, 10%. Take that 10% off the top of whatever it is that comes into your home and say, Lord, this is yours. I'm going to bring this into the storehouse of faith, which is our local church, and saying, I'm going to give that as a tithe unto the Lord, and I know that those resources in my church are going to be utilized for the gospel of Jesus in my community. And so the Lord instructs us in those things so that we regularly are taking resource and giving it away so that it doesn't become a master in our life. We're saying, nope, I'm giving this away. It's not going to have a hold on me. It's not going to become an idol in my life. And I trust, Lord, that as I continue to give, that, Lord, you're going to, in your grace, continue to open up the windows of heaven and pour out your blessing on me. That's not the reason I give. I give as an act of worship. I give because I'm a part of a church community and I love my brothers and sisters and I want to support the work and I want to have a place that we can gather where we can worship with the heat on in the winter and the air when it works in the summer. And I want to be able to be a part of this community and love my brothers and sisters. And it's an act of worship. It's an act of love. The warning in that is given in, let's see here. It's given in 1 John chapter 2, and it says this in verse 15. It says, don't love this world nor the things that it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father that's in you. Jim, if your life is consumed with the things that your money can buy in this world, then the love of the Father isn't in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the boastful pride of life, if you're reading in the King James Version. And there's a warning in here to say, listen, Jim, the things around you, the world only offers cravings for more of these things, whether it's physical pleasure or the things that you see or power and pride or achievement and possessions. In other words, it doesn't bring those things. It creates a craving for those things more and more and more. And lust, whether it's the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, or the boastful pride of life, those things are like a fire, and the more you feed them, the hotter they burn. They just get hotter and hotter and hotter and out of control, and that's what happens, and the Lord knows that that's what happens with idolatry. When you feed that idol, man, it just gets hotter and hotter and hotter. And so the Lord says, you know what? Temper that. Tithe. Temper that, not only in the tithe, but also in offerings. And that's above and beyond the tithe is those resources that we choose as believers to say, I'm going to help in this other ministry, or I'm going to give above and beyond even the tithe and give more in the tithe, or I'm going to support this other work or this other ministry. Those are offerings above the tithe, and the Lord is saying, listen, be careful, Jim, that you don't allow money to become hotter and hotter and hotter, because it just is a craving that cannot be quenched. And so be careful in that. I need to be careful in that. We all need to be careful that money doesn't become an idol in our life. And the Lord has given us a remedy for that and saying, Jim, let it go. Don't let this thing get hot in your life. Let it go. Use the resources that God has given you to support your family and to maintain your household and to be blessed, but make sure that you're taking the top of that and saying, Lord, this is an act of worship, because if I don't, that fire will get hotter and hotter and ultimately burn me. And so I'm encouraged by this, because I know that God is faithful, and so do you, that He will continue to pour out His grace as we continue to give. We're like a conduit of His grace in our community, and that comes through giving. That comes through saying, Lord, I'm going to give, and as I do, my family here at Mountain Church is going to be blessed, the community is going to be blessed, the work of the kingdom is going to be blessed, and the great thing is, in faith, I know that I can't outgive you. And so I'm going to keep giving, and I'm trusting, Lord, that you're going to continue to pour in to that conduit. So be givers, be generous people. Man, whenever we adhere to the truth of God's word, we're the beneficiaries. So God bless you guys. Have a great time talking about these things tonight, rallying some questions around after the video is over on, what is money for? Why do we use it for good? All of these things. Have a great time together this evening or this morning, whenever you're gathering, and we'll see you this weekend.